Sleep Sonic and Kenny Penny.
What's up, motherfuckers? Big Lo Corte. Insane Asylum. Insane Asylum Legion Worldwide. Fuck our coward soldiers. HP killer for life. I'ma tell you motherfuckers the true story, so listen up.
From 2005, Insane Asylum and Kenny Penny.
Phony Capone, see me chilling with criminal one day, Capone ass. Hey, who's that bent on him with all the low riders? Motherfucker was infatuated with me and shit. But phony paid me to bring my Lincoln Town Car to his photo shooting videos. He was trying to act like it's his and shit. Around that time, Capone was getting pumped and blasted on by real gang members that wanted that motherfucker dead. So he asked me if he could pay me to be his bodyguard. I said, fuck it. I'm getting paid to do what I do every day anyway. Gang bang. So I started banging on motherfuckers. The rapper started to diss Islam. I didn't know why, because I didn't know this phony character yet. Claimed that he was Raza. So this bitch made fools getting dissed by everybody. This motherfucker begged me to rap. He claimed that if I fucking rap, then I chase away the competition because motherfuckers would be scared. So one day me and the homie, Ricardo Deep, just got back to putting in work on some fucking enemigos. We was faded, intoxicated. So I was fucked up and went up to the mic. That night, Big Lo Corte was born. Bring out your dead. Arizona Lowrider Show. My coward got punked by Norteños. Then they tried to fuck with my carnales from the Majestics. Cause the town car I slanged the homeboy said Sureño on the license plate. Said Sureño be the under the paint and gold leaf. Shit, homeboy, it ain't gonna happen. Not on my clock. Tick tock, buttons go drop. So the Norteños tried jumping me and I ended up knocking two of them out. Left the third one paralyzed. High coward soldiers just stood in the crowd all scared. Not one of those left jumped in to help me out when I was fighting 3-on-1. Talking all that almighty high power soldier shit. These motherfuckers are bitch made. 2007 Las Vegas, some fools that were dissing high coward called us out. They were claiming that we're in the motherfucking strip and the ass take in. Just me and my homeboys win. High coward soldiers were all scared. Motherfuckers stayed at the Momo. When we got there, the motherfucking hoodas were called. High coward soldiers bitched out again. Motherfuckers get scared every time they see a killer with a gun. Phony Capone got an attitude with me on the phone. I told that motherfucker, hey, yes, I don't like your motherfucking tone, that's it. So when I see you, I'ma get at you. This motherfucker laughed. So I seen that motherfucker at the photo shoot in Boyle Heights that same fucking day. When I seen that fool, I spit on his motherfucking face in front of my homeboys and his homeboys. All my homies were sitting in the Hummer laughing at this motherfucker. Half hour later, LAPD showed up. Capone paid me to leave him alone. Hey, Locote, please leave me alone. Don't bitch at me. So I left that fucker ride. 2 months later, transvestite pinks got beat down by a vato from Lomas. Bitch got put in the hospital with a fractured skull, 2 black eyes and a broken nose. Even a tranny sister, Don't Feed Monica, got beat down. Talking all that Lomas stuff. They don't even respect that bitch. Cause pinks, you're a homosexual. It's a menace, you're the fucking receiver. That's why that crackhead's dying from AIDS as we speak. Then more and more shit kept popping. Cause high cowards, they a bunch of motherfucking rankers. Right before I left the fucking cowards, one of their new bitch ass recruits tried dissing me. So I made history by dissing the fucking cowards while I was still in their bitch ass camp. After that, he had a motherfucking accident. Fool got blasted on 3 different times. All of a sudden that motherfucker wanted peace. So I dropped everything. Please, Locote, leave me alone. After that, rumors were floating around that fucking fake Mr. Capone was packing. When I found out the truth, I burned that fake lying motherfucker for his fanny out. Told him to rub it in this fucking chest, and I left this bitch ass camp. That's when Insane Asylum was born. Soon after that, I decided to settle down. So I moved to New Mexico to raise my little boy and be a dedicated man to my lady. I was living too motherfucking fast, and I decided to slow my roll. So I retired. After that, my coward soldiers found out and started wolfing and talking shit. But those motherfuckers failed. These fucking lots told everybody that I'm in New Mexico, but then they pretended to be looking for me in LA. Fucking socas. Then one day on the way to a motherfucking car show in Albuquerque, these fucking chavala stopped in Gallup, acting like they were looking for me by a freeway sign. Then these fools went to a little convenience store, talking to a bunch of paisas and Indians, acting like they looking for me. But they didn't hit up no gangsters though. Funny part is I get these motherfucking bitches my
my address a month before. So they were playing stupid, talking all that gangsta gangsta shit from behind camera, 6 hours away from where I live.
This is Chomo
Hoto, Psycho Bitch, Cafoni, Mr. Stinks. You're a motherfucking joke. After that, 1 year later in LA, some of the bike cowards throw puta torpedoes. Motherfuckers were shot and killed by gang members. Shit, guess they had an accident. That's what happens when you talk shit. Punk ass motherfuckers, all chirping on the net like these fools are crazy. Fucking YouTube bangers, motherfuckers ain't nothing but keyboard warriors, motherfucker. Keep your bitch ass out the streets, you might fall and bump your head. Again, 2000 motherfucking 12. Some vato ran up, slapped the shit out of Mr. Lady Pink's at the dump show in Candy. Beat that transvestite down in front of Triste Porto Cafoni, another unknown dick riding high cow with weenies. And ain't nobody did shit. They just stood in the crowd and watched the fucking man take an ass whooping. You motherfuckers call that shit gangster? Get high cow with soldiers. I call that shit once again, ranking out. And I could go on and on and on exposing these fucking lames. These motherfuckers calling me a chomo, but up to this date, there's no fucking paperwork. No paperwork exists. Why? Because their fairy tales are fake. These motherfuckers just trying to get a buzz because these motherfuckers ain't selling shit. And you know why? Because real motherfucking Raza, we don't be bumping transvestites and fucking Pakistanis. Get in where you fit in, bitch boy.
Put
your motherfucking roach coach. Old ass motherfucking RV with a transvestite slapped on the side. I'd be ashamed of your motherfucking selves. Fuck you, your mobile home, and the motherfucking trailer park you stay in, you fucking bitch ass bums. Everything you motherfuckers say is a fucking gimmick. You fools don't gotta lie to kick it. Just be your fucking selves. Kapaki, you're Pakistani. Tranny Pinks, you're a fucking bottle. And all you other motherfuckers, you just a bunch of geeks. You ain't fucking gangsters. Just face it, be your fucking selves, fucking Levi's. Get in where you fucking fit in. But anyways, remember I told you motherfuckers what's gonna happen if you said my name. And you said my fucking name. Well, now it's my motherfucking turn. You can't even fuck with Big Lil Forte. You can't touch the king of murder, motherfucker. I'll destroy you and your whole fucking camp all by my fucking self. Should've kept my fucking name out your fucking mouth. Now, you push me out of retirement, and I'ma take you fucking bitches down. Oh, and another thing. If you don't hear your fucking name on this CD, then shut your fucking face. Cause if you fucking say so, I'll expose you, and I'll come after you next. Try me, motherfuckers.